610 here at WTOP. Well, the life-saving drug naloxone can reverse the effects of a heroin or opioid overdose almost immediately. And even though it does save lives, it is not a cure. WTOP's Jamie Forzato continues our series Hooked on Heroin, Deadlier Than Ever.
Naloxone, or Narcan, is a wonder drug that can give someone a second chance at life. But Second Lieutenant James Cox, supervisor for the Fairfax County Police Department's Organized Crime and Narcotics Division, says it can also be a crutch.
It can be the godsend, and it can also be the biggest nightmare. Now we have reports where drug dealers are actually giving their customers Narcan when they're selling their heroin.
Anne Arundel County Police Chief Tim Altomare says their officers started carrying naloxone kits back in 2014.
I think if we did not have naloxone out there, our fatal overdose numbers would be double what they are, and they're double what they were last year anyway, as this problem has proliferated.
Officer Gina Chen has saved several lives with naloxone. The most recent case was in May, when a woman overdosed on heroin.
I was on scene well before the fire department would have gotten there anyway. When I got there, it was a 19-year-old female, and she was laying in the street, and her friend was standing there screaming hysterically.
Chen noticed the woman was barely breathing.
Her eyes were open, and her pupils were fixed and dilated, and she was blue, so she was getting near close to cardiac arrest.
But moments after Chen gave her naloxone, she began to regain consciousness.
She was 19. That's sad that, you know, you see this that young in people. And come to find out in talking to her friend, this was the second time this has happened to her.
Reviving someone isn't enough to break the cycle of addiction. Warren Bickle is the director of the Addiction Recovery Research Center at Virginia Tech.
What we need is a lot more availability of treatment to meet the demand of individuals who are trying to get into treatment, because otherwise, individuals who are saved from overdosing are going to continue to go on using the drugs, and at one point or another, they may overdose again. So we're just forestalling the problem as opposed to trying to actually address it.
In my next report, showdown at the state capitals, what advocates want lawmakers to do to end this heroin epidemic. Jamie Forzato, WTOP News.
Now you can find out more information and check out some photos on our website at WTOP.com.